The following program was recorded on an earlier date for presentation at this time.
And you know what? I have something to say. Okay, 3 years in a row, Big Fatty has had this huge, like, storytelling
extravaganza.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he has different podcasters, like, I don't know who puts it together, but they never fucking invite me to be on it. Like, it's like a story and all these podcasters on it.
Right.
3 years, I haven't been asked to be on it.
Oh.
I don't know what the fuck that's about. But well, next year, somebody better fucking ask me. And Julian, too.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you know what? Since I don't listen to Big Fatty, as he says on his show. Uh-huh. So.
He listens, Big Fatty.
I just listen. You know. Exactly.
Is just breaking. My ginger man has just had his dreams crushed. I vow that I will remedy this, ginger man.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
Big Fatty has had this huge...
Well, hello everyone, it is the Fat One, and this is episode 1540 of the BFO for Friday, the 20th of December 2013, y'all. Coming up on today's, say it with me, little show, y'all. It is the 2010 Crema Spectacular. Yes, Big Freddy, who was that woman at the beginning?
Y'all, this year's Crema Spectacular is a little bit different than in previous years. We're not really telling a story today, but y'all, we are going to turn on some hidden micro-hoist in different podcasters' homes, and y'all, let's just see what they are singing, because y'all, it is podcasting. Here we come a-caroling. Yes, Big Freddy! Now, y'all, the first place we're going to go is down to Lakeland, Florida, because, y'all, I have been threatened, as you heard at the beginning of today's little show. Y'all, let's listen and see what Julian's singing.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear the sleigh bells in the snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, with every Christmas card I write. May your days be merry and bright, and may all your Christmases be white.
Oh, it's too bad my ginger man is not down here. Your clothes are done.
Oh, dear God, see, that sounded like Ricky's mama, but I thought he went up to Virginia Vagina, to see his mama. But anyway, y'all, Ricky, we tried to get you home, but anyway, better than trying to get y'all. Ah, Red Freddy, you got to be vulgar on Crema morning, dear gussy, there goes my candy cane. Now, y'all, one of the songs that, you probably don't know this, but one of the songs that Poodle McNoodle loves to sing around the Fat Cave is all about Big Fatty, y'all. It's a traditional Crema song. But, y'all, she's changed the words up a little bit. Poodle McNoodle, would you like to sing? Yes, McFreddy, it would be lovely. You're a vile one, Mr. Stench. You really stink a lot. You have got so much fat in you, Mr. Stench. You're Volga. You're just Volga. That's all there is to it. Volga. Just Volga. Yeah, Gussie Poodle McNoodle, I tell you what. I don't know what you did with that money, but you certainly didn't spend it on the singing. Big Freddy, don't be ugly to me. It's crippled. Poodle McNoodle, my best advice to you is don't quit your day job. And y'all, speaking of don't quit your day job, y'all, I don't know if you've noticed this love affair that has creeped up on the Twitty between Pat of Don't Quit Your Day Job and the sea hag.
I can't walk. I'm gray. I'm fat and I'm bald. Don't you love me? Oh, yes.
But y'all, I would not be surprised if Pat is singing something about his new love interest from the Walnut Hills.
Well, then let's listen, shall we?
Conjon's roasting by the open fire.
What happened?
Myra nipping at your toes. Vera's caftan being let out a mile. And Eunice outside eating Eskimos.
What happened?
Everybody knows some Grey Goose and some pizza rolls help to make the season bright. Tiny tots with their hair all on fire will help our Vera sleep tonight.
What happened?
We know that Santa's on his way. He's loaded lots of flattened pennies on his sleigh. And every lovey out there's gonna puke.
What happened?
If she pulls one more Christmas song out her fat juke. And so to Walnut Hills we're gonna fly. Avoid the sprinklers on the grass.
What happened?
Although it'll make all the podcast fans cry, Merry Christmas from your favorite fat ass.
Big Freddy, I thought...
Merry Christmas, Vera.
Oh, dear Gussie. Yes. Big Freddy, I thought you were everybody's favorite fat ass, but evidently you've been replaced replaced by a huge, enormous fat ass. Now, y'all, one of the things that a lot of people say on their little shows is that, you know, they're not particularly religious at this time of year. And, y'all, Big Fatty, this is probably going to be a surprise to some of you, but, Big Fatty has got a little something special for you today. Because, y'all, I have, if you listen to the little fatty cast, which does not have a regular schedule, but y'all, one of the highlights of the little fatty cast is when Mr. Larry H. Vader, that's
Vader, V-E-D-E-R,
when Mr. Vader reads from the Book of Bacon. And y'all, one of the stories that the little stories that maybe you have not heard is the original Crema story, y'all. And so I've asked Mr. Vader if he would take a few moments out of his busy, but y'all, he's very busy, and you know I'm just the pretty one on that show. But I've asked if he'll take some time out of his busy schedule and read to us the original Crema story from the Book of Bacon. So y'all, please welcome to the little show, Mr. Larry H.
Vado with the Book of Bacon.
Big Fatty, I want to thank you especially for inviting me today to share with everyone the story of bacon, the story of Christmas. It's a story that a lot of you probably don't know. You think you do. You know, you've heard it read a few times, and I know you all love the Book of Bacon during the LFC, but I don't know if any of you actually know about the birth of bacon. You see, this story takes place many, many years ago, in the days of Caesar Salad. Back then, a decree went out that all possible condiments go back to their birthplace and register to be counted. It was the first time this had ever happened, and so everyone went back to their own towns to register. Jimois went up from the town of Atlanta in Georgia to South Carolina to Charleston, the town of Big Fatty. He went there to register with Mora, who was pledged to be married to him and was expecting a sow. Now, while they were there, the time came for the birth, and she gave birth to her firstborn piglet, a son. She coated him in brown sugar and maple syrup and laid him in a chiller because there was no room for them in the dairy section. In that day, there were shepherds living in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flock by night. You've heard that part. But maybe you haven't heard the miraculous part. An angel of the buffet appeared to them, and the glory of bacon shone round them, and they were hungry, starving. But the angel said to them, Do not be hungry. I bring news that will cause the great delight in all people of the world. Today, in the town of Big Fatty, a new delight has been discovered for you. It is the fatty savior of your people. This will be your sign. You will find him smothered in brown sugar and maple syrup and lying in a chiller. Suddenly, the heavens opened up, and a great company of fatty hosts appeared with the angel, praising bacon and saying, Glory to bacon in the highest, and on earth nourishment to those his deliciousness satisfies. When the angels had left them, the shepherds said to one another, Let's go to Charleston and see this deliciousness that has happened, which we've been told about. So they hurried off and found Jinwan and Mora, and the bacon, who was indeed lying in a chiller, ready for the smoking and curing process. When they had tasted it, they spread the word concerning what these angels had said, but Mora, she wasn't sure. She pondered these things and treasured them. This was her bacon, after all. Many months passed, and bacon began to mature and grow up. And that's when it happened. You see, after Bacon was born in Charleston in South Carolina during the time of deliciousness, a fat man from the east came to the butcher and asked, Where is the bacon that I've heard of that has been made? Here, right here in the city of Charleston, I've come to eat it. The butcher was very disturbed. He'd not heard of bacon being made right here in Charleston. He demanded of his people that they tell him in which aisle he could find it. Then the butcher called the fat man secretly and found out from him exactly where to look. So he sent Big Fatty to Publix and said, Go and make a careful search for the bacon. As soon as you find it, report to me so that I may warm the pan. After he'd heard from the butcher, Big Fatty got in the Ford Explosion and was on his way. The GPS stopped in the place where the bacon was, otherwise known as Publix, and when he saw this, he shat his pants right there. Once he made it into the supermarket, he saw the bacon immediately. He knelt down and worshipped the bacon. He opened his bacon wallet and offered gifts of dead presidents to Nick there at the checkout. And having been warned in a dream not to call the butcher back, he took the bacon all for himself and returned home. You see, that's the beginning of the story of bacon. That's how it all started. Whenever you're having your bacon at your holiday parties, maybe for breakfast tomorrow morning, think about that. Think about how bacon started. Think about how Big Fatty became obsessed with the bacon. Praise be to bacon.
Oh, y'all, and also, oh, Dick, I see y'all, the time has just flown.
Now, let me just tell you something. Let me tell you something, you fat thing. My little ginger bro is just heartbroken
because you have not included him in your little show.
And so we're not going to stay here, and I am gone now.
Back out of here.
Goodbye, good riddance.
Oh, ginger bro, mama will take you home and take good care of you and play with your nipples and we'll just make sure everything. Oh, yes, give mama a kiss. Yeah, oh, let me give mama. Mama wants to give you a little kiss, oh, ginger bro. Who's mama's little ginger bear?
I saw mama kissing ginger bear underneath the mistletoe last night. She didn't see me creep down the stairs to have a peek. She thought that I was tucked up in my bedroom fast asleep. Then I saw mama tickle ginger bear underneath his beard so ginger red. What a laugh it would have been if Julian had only seen mama kissing ginger bear last night. Ginger red. What a laugh it would have been if Julian had only seen mama kissing ginger bear last night. What a laugh it would have been if Julian had only seen mama kissing ginger bear last night. I saw mama kissing ginger bear.
Oh, okay. I just love Nessa's laugh on that one. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. It's the weekend. Saturday is the first day of winter in the Northern Hemisphere. You know, it's the first day of summer in the Southern Hemisphere. Big Fatty, you know, they celebrate that on the 1st of December. It's a little screwy there. But anyway, y'all, I hope you have a lovely weekend. Don't forget the I Love Lucy Crema special tonight at 8 p.m. in the evening. And it's colorized. Big Fatty, that sounds vulgar. And y'all, it's the big Hatlanta podcast and dinner tonight. It's going to be lovely.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www, or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com, or call the voice letter number at 206-337-1438. That's 206-337-1438, and give me your good gosh and gay.
What happened?
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network.